Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. It's 5 minutes past the hour of six, and this is the platform that we discuss the affairs of business, the affairs of trade, and everything that affect our bread and butter. We are greeting you from our number one favorite talk radio station, that is Eagle FM Namibia, wherever you are. And you must be able to know that every morning, particularly the Monday morning, you need to make sure that you start your week with not only motivation, but with good spirit, so that things will go well. Because it's not about what you say, it's what you do. If you are still sleeping now, other kids have already started making coins, other people have already started making money. By the time you wake up, understand that the world has already gone far. That's why it's always very important to make sure that, you know, you don't waste time and opportunity, especially if you are young and energetic, because you wish you have that energy, but that time you are already, you know, in terms of energy. Energy has already gone, and you are in retirement, but there are also things to say. You are the product of the decisions and choices that you are making. Because whatever you do and whatever you see, in most cases, you are the product of the decisions that you took maybe last year, maybe 20 years ago. And that's why we must always be cautious, especially if you are making choices and if you are taking steps. But that do not that does not mean that we should not take those decisions. It's a new Monday. It's a new Monday. The adjustment in terms of price of transportation, you must get, adjust yourself to that, because that is the reality on the ground. And also make sure that where are you going to get that extra money? Where you get that extra money? What are you going to cut? Because it does not help anything for you to be complaining, but it's about flexibility, because they are telling us to say the best skill to learn in life is not about AI. It's not about technological advancement, but the most important one is flexibility, your ability to be flexible and also adapt. That's why things are changing. Things are changing very fast. Either it's economy, either it's political alignment. You need to make sure that you adjust yourself and answer to the time that is demanding. And today, we'll look at the conversation of AGOA versus free trade policy of China. And also to say, are these two competing policies putting Africa in trouble, or also giving Africa a lot of choices, particularly when it comes to trade? How can African leaders and also African trade navigate through those two competing policies without being caught in the crossfire? And today, like any other Monday, also be able to give you what is in the Villager newspaper. What is in the paper for today? What are some of the opportunities out there? What are some of, advertisement out there? And also, most importantly, what is the content of the economy? Because the content of the economy is very important. It's necessary. And it can be able to assist you to move forward. And yeah, before we look at, local news, it's starting with what is happening around the continent of Africa, what is happening in the entire world, and also then we'll be able to come at home to say, when it comes to Namibia, where are we standing? What are we doing about our NDP-6? Are we moving in terms of oil and gas? Are we moving in terms of clean energy? Are we moving in terms of unemployment? Or in terms of employment creation, at what level are we? In terms of energy, where are we? Are we saying or doing what we said we were going to do? But looking at positive development, especially coming in terms of preparation of World Cup, is to say the well-known singer and the songwriter that is Shakira. Bona Boy, they have released Die Die. That is a national, it's not a national, But that is FIFA World Cup Athem for 2026. And Shakira is known to be a very good composer of international songs, particularly featuring big events. She's known for 2010 World Cup, a theme or song that has been used, and it unites a lot of people. And football, as it's known, it's being a unifier of people. And go on YouTube and check. So when people are speaking about die, what do they mean? And also adjust yourself to that. But it's also good to see, collaboration between, international singers and also African singers, especially looking at that aspect. And it's quite important to adjust and also see that preparation for 2026 World Cup on top gear. And we're ready to support African countries that are going to World Cup 2026. Are we ready to bring the World Cup, to Africa? Because the last time it left Africa, not as in the hands of champions of Africa, but maybe as a host. It was 2010. But we are still waiting to see when is it going to come officially. Because it did not been for a man such as Thabo Mbeki, was really very influential in bringing about World Cup to Africa. It could not be here until now. Maybe 2026 will be the first time that World Cup will be brought to Africa as victory. Because this is really telling us that we are not only far in terms of development, but also in terms of adjustment. And also dominating international sports. We are only doing well when it comes to marathon. When it comes to other sport codes, we are a bit far. It's coming to marathon and sprinting, we are also better. But it's coming to other sport codes such as tennis, such as golf, such as football. Although we in Africa have international players that are key contributors to, international competition, either it's La Liga, either is Europa Champions League, either is other leagues around the world. Although we have international players, when it comes to bringing about trophies to Africa, particularly that of World Cup, still a dream. Still a dream. Africa never won a World Cup since the beginning of it. Maybe still yet to come. But those are some of the things that we must really not only support but train the future generation to make sure that at least if we are not able to make it through our generation, the generation to come must be able to bring about World Cup to Africa. And let's go to a short commercial break. From there, we'll look at the outbreak of Ebola in DRC. And it's really getting scary. So every time that you see progress in DRC, if you are not seeing war, be able to see other aspects, either is Ebola, either is malaria, either is other form of conflict, but you always see that DRC being the center of a global critical mineral supply. Some people are saying it's not coincidence. But it's also yet to see, to say is it really Ebola that is coming from viruses, or is it something more than that? But we need to look at that aspect, especially post-break. So stay tuned, because we are here until the hour of 8.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of
us. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewekike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka okwene ushendife nawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyzes issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. And 17 minutes past the hour of 6. And looking at Democratic Republic of Congo, it was stated that yesterday the World Health Organization, that is international or global health body, has declared the outbreak of Ebola virus in Democratic Republic of Congo and the neighboring Uganda. And in the statement, it stated that it's an emergency and an international concern. Now, looking at the World Health Organization, has also further stated that the true scale of a number of cases and spread was not clear, but stopped short of declaring a pandemic emergency. And the highest, level of alertness was in 2024, especially declaring it a pandemic, but for now, it's stated to be an international concern, not yet a pandemic, but you'll be able to see that it's further indicated that in terms of numbers of people that are affected by this situation, particularly direct impact, the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention has indicated that a total of 88 people have died from highly contagious hemorrhagic fever, with at least 336 suspect cases, and those who are traveling to DRC. You must be careful, because Ebola is one of the most deadliest, virus, and always asking yourself to say, why always in DRC? Why always in DRC? And looking at the international health institutions, particularly who base their centers in DRC, those who do research there, why always in DRC? and what really happened, and how is this situation going to be contained. And you'll really be able to say that countries such as Democratic Republic of Congo has a lot of problems to deal with. It's not only about poverty. It's not only about food insecurity. It's not only about terrorism. It's not only about competition over its critical minerals, but also deadliest diseases. Either it's HIV and AIDS, either it's malaria. Now you see it's Ebola. And looking at medical aid group that is known as Doctors Without Borders has indicated that it's preparing for a large-scale response, especially looking at the indication of international concern when it comes to Ebola in Democratic Republic of Congo. The question is that how should the SADC countries prepare themselves? How are we adjusting to that preparedness, that readiness? On the other side, it's hantavirus, and here is Ebola. And to say, when it's coming to our health ministry, are we ready to protect our people? Or we are at health defense mode? And I hope our Minister of Health is prepared, especially to protect the nation. Because all eyes, they look at the Minister of Health, particularly during the time of need, especially the time of critical concern. Either it's malaria, either it's HIV and AIDS, either it's hantavirus, either it's cholera, either it's Ebola. And also to say, in terms of assessment, how do we protect ourselves? And also, particularly that is, you know, regarding the movement of people, and also how contagious, how that disease can be moved from one person to another person, and protection measures too. Because when it's in DRC, it means that it's not far from you. Even, you know, these days when something is happening in China, it's not far from you. Look at how fast, you know, COVID-19 spread. But Ebola is one of the deadliest virus, and it has taken already lives. And the question is always to say, looking at the situation that we are as a country, particularly Namibia, how is our readiness, particularly emergency response, and also emergency funds in case something of this nature happened to knock at your doorsteps? Because it's always ready, it's always very important to be ready and prepared. Unlike just saying it's happening in other countries, you are not immune. And you also be able to see that high level of protection gears that put there by, you know, either if you look at Doctors Without Borders, if you look at, you know, World Health Organization response team and many others, you'll be able to see that dealing with Ebola is something more worse, and people must be protected. When anything of this nature happen, when anything of this nature happen, the only question is, the downtrodden, the people who are not able to have the basic medical care, or the people who are not able to protect themselves. Because remember, even during COVID-19, when people were going through a lot, there were those, if somebody is saying no, quarantine, or we must stay at home. There are those who do not have homes. There are those who depend on everyday survival. And how do you deal with that person? That should be the main concern. Now, looking at the nature and the description of how Ebola is working, particularly when it has infected a person, it is stated that this virus has very high fatality rate, which is most likely to kill you. It's most likely not to be survived, but its prediction is put at 50%, the highest level of fatality can reach 50 to 60%, which means that your chance of survival is you know, at stake, particularly if you have this infection. And also depends on where you are, and also depends on the attention that you are getting, and also depends on medical professionals that will be able to, you know, to attend to you. And looking at this case again, You can also be able to ask a question, especially to say, looking at our medical professionals, are they putting more efforts in researching about this virus? Are they putting more efforts about how to respond, especially to this, virus? Are they putting more efforts about how to come up with a vaccine of this virus? Or people are just waiting, or they are just waiting for something to break. Then we'll be crying to say we don't have medicine. We do not have, medical supply. But are we doing something? How is the investment in Namibia medical research? How is the investment in institutions such as NIP? I once visited NIP, and you really say that they have researchers there, particularly medical researchers. They have researchers there, but you look at the capacity, you look at the investment, you look at the pronunciation from Namibia Research Commission, you really see that our investment in the research is not really at the point that is needed. It's not even the point that is needed, particularly in Africa, to say part of this budget must be invested in research and development, particularly in that aspect of health. But let's see how things are going to turn out. So let's look at the short commercial break, then we'll be able to come back shortly and continue with the conversation. Remember, today we are going to speak about two contradicting policies, policies that in competition with each other, if you have to put it that way, particularly to who is getting the benefits and the favor of Africa, and who is securing the most deals, and what does it mean? And we're going to assess that, particularly from the hour of 7. So stay tuned, and we'll come back shortly.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its...
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora esatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko mderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging...
Oh, 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 save more with massive May deals at WB. Like 2 kg Marathon Light Brown Sugar for $36.99. 500 gram Ellis Brown Creamer for just $34.99. 5 kg Top Score Super Maize for $62.99. And 1 kg Sunlight Hand Wash Powder for only $31.99. See more mid-month specials at furmanbrock.com. We care.
Connecting policymakers with the citizens and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And looking at continental news. Understand that apart from the outbreak of Ebola in DRC, citizens in Uganda, citizens of Uganda, you know, they are also concerned. They are very concerned, particularly in the capital of Kampala, especially with the outbreak of Ebola. And, the real question is that, you know, when you see African countries trying to do well, and I don't know if you are a citizen, for example, of DRC, or a citizen of Uganda there, or citizens of Burundi or other countries, but even in that area, you see that, you realize that when you compare to Southern Africa, you realize that some countries, some people, they don't really know, being stable and happy for a moment. Because if you don't specialize in crisis management, I think that is a course that should make money in those areas, because it's just crisis management every time. It's crisis management, and even when you grow up and adapt in that environment, you will not even see the difference, because that is the nature of life. It's like a child being born in Afghanistan. So the first thing that you draw when you go to kindergarten, you have to draw the gun, because that is what is ruling. There's a man with a powerful gun that is ruling that area. And that's why I think environmental and also situational crisis can really change people and citizens, especially when it comes to that aspect, because even the way the citizens respond to conflict and war, you really realize that unlike what's happening in other countries, you really see that these guys, they become used to that situation. That's why a citizen may be able to switch and also move beyond, between, you know, government and also, rebels. It depends on how situations also dictate. You realize to say, difficult situation really change people, especially, looking at that context. Yeah, looking at, Ethiopia and, United States of America, it stated that the USA has lifted its arms embargo on Ethiopia, ending a restriction imposed during Tigray War. Washington removed Ethiopia from its defense export denial list, that is ITAR regulations. And the moves come, you know, amidst, you know, tensions that is between Ethiopia and Eritrea over Red Sea. And impact on the regional security. But on regional security, if you look at the Horn of Africa, you realize that, Spain there is no peace everywhere. Look at the Horn of Africa, you realize that, when you see, military alliance, you look at countries such as Djibouti, other people are saying it's a satellite state. Other people are saying, no, it's a satellite state. But when you look at Ethiopia is also not finding it, has been not finding it easy, especially with its neighbors. Either it's fight over the Red Sea, that is controlling of the flow of water from Nile River there. Either it's a relation with, rebels from Tigray regions. We're able to realize that it has been navigating through a lot of conflicts. But you can also see that Prime Minister Ahmed, think it's a tested leader also, because a leader is not somebody that you only see during good days, but the definition of leadership is seen during crisis, to say what happened to that leader, particularly during dangerous situations. What happened? Does that leader remain composed, or is the one who has to run first, then a citizen also run? Because, you know, leadership in most cases is not about an individual, but also what a person can take, so that there is no panic, especially around those citizens or people that is leading. That's why some of the qualities of leadership is something that is called equanimity. It's to say you don't just rush around, don't just panic and make reckless decisions, but you also look at the millions of people that you are leading. You also look at the interest that you know people have, particularly regarding the country's peace, stability, and resources. That's why leadership in a difficult situation can really be seen, particularly those who deal with conflicts. And the more a person deals with conflicts, the more a person also understand how things work. Because you can just say, it's a good leader because led other the most peaceful time. But how could he react, or how could she react, when things are falling apart? Is the person going to run out like what happened in Madagascar? Or a person going to remain and also face, you know, situations, particularly looking at the aspect of you know, citizens, and also maintaining of peace and stability? So let's look at a short commercial break, then we'll also be able to look at the recent you know, event, especially that happened in Botswana, regarding the state funeral of you know, the former president of Botswana, and also the praise that the respect that you know, Duma Boko is getting, especially regarding the aspect of ending such a very respectful event. And there's one or two things that to learn, especially in Botswana, to say, apart from politics, unlike you know, what have happened, or what is currently happening in Zambia regarding you know, former presidents. Imagine, and you can also see the difference between two different political environments, to say people can be opponents, people can come from different political parties, but the way you respect and honor a statement is quite necessary. And you can also be able to look at the difference, to say the politics of respect sometimes can also is also what is keeping the country going. Because if you compare with what happened in Zambia, where you have at one point the former, or at one point the respected president, and when he departed from this world, you can see that there is still a fight that is not ending, and it has never happened in history, where you have a head of state that you know, that it will take almost a year now. It's almost a year for a person to be buried. You can see the difference. Then you understand that there are only things that you can learn, and there are things that you can also learn from troubles, or learn from conflict, to say that is not giving a good reputation. Regardless of much respect given to age, but the inability to solve that case and understand, I think something that need to be questioned too. Inability to solve that case is something that really need to be looked at, to say, why the fight? Why, if people agree and understand that, okay, let's give it to the family, or let's give it to the state, sometimes you need to pull out and understand that, you know, it's not about how you fight, it's about how you solve the disputes. But fighting for a body, until now, that why other people in other countries are building industries. As in Africa, we are spending millions of dollars to hire big and experienced advocates just to fight for a body. Who is going to bury him? Which you really say that, yes, it's a sign of giving respect, but you really say that in most cases, we spend more time in things that will just destroy us rather than looking at things that, you know, will be able to take us somewhere. Because if you look at it, just calculate the bill of advocates that either is spent by the family of Lungu, either is spent by the government of Zambia, ask yourself to say, maybe that money was supposed to start building already schools, or supposed to stabilize an economy. But let's look at a short commercial break, then we can continue.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of
us. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapubwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune uteo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamwili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
We are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, especially when you are looking at things that affect our bread and butter, and also development. And in this aspect, so look at what has happened, especially in Botswana, when there was state funeral, especially to former president of Botswana, that is Festus Mogae. And when you look at what have happened, especially where different leaders have also came about and also give their final respect, I've seen our former president was also present there. Then you can also see various leaders, such as Deputy President of South Africa, and many others, to give respect to Festus Mogae. But what is interesting here is not about the arrangement. It's not about the beauty of the event. But what is interesting here is about how difficult situation unite people, where you see various, opposition leaders, where you see even critical opponents in Botswana politics. If you follow Botswana politics, even people that had, political fights with each other, coming to the point of, coming together and give their respect to their former, especially the third president of Botswana. And when you compare with other countries, you'll be able to see that it's quite different, because in other part of Africa, if you are not my friend, or if we differ politically, even at the point of, not coming or coming with a different intention just to show up, but you see that, people, they came together and give respect. But if you look at, if you compare with countries such as Zambia, realize that, the fight is still ongoing, even almost a year after the death of Edgar Lungu. But due to listen to, Obasanjo Tebogo, especially when speaking at that funeral, and also praising not only the arrangement, but also the conduct of the state of Botswana, maybe we can learn one or two. Not to say we must have beautiful, funerals, because it's not something that you plan about, but the aspect of giving, giving respect, and also the aspect of acknowledging, the good work being done, especially bringing people together when it's time of mourning. So let's look at a very short commercial break and come back shortly.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any other.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okole kukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendike nawa, nukumona oijamoiri nawa. Ninge kwata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
We are moving forward. With early morning scoop, and it's indicated that the weekend, able to see that there was a funeral of the late former president of Botswana. But apart from the organization and also bringing unity to people, I want you to listen to the president of Botswana, just 5 minutes of the speech, especially looking at what happened there, and also see that people should not only be praised with words, but also with actions. You know, what does it mean when somebody has contributed to the development of his country? Unlike in other countries, you find people are fighting to say, no, person must be given this type of respect, this type of funeral, this type of this. But once somebody has got that stature, be able to see that the level of respect, regardless of the political alliance. And you can also see that even President Masisi, the former president, is also there. But let's look at this and come back shortly.
Be seated, and thank you very much. Let me appreciate the presence in this place of that nettlesome constitutional threesome, the executive of the Republic of Botswana cited him. His name is often butchered. They call him Gaupalelwe. His name is Gaolapelwe Ketlogetse. My Lord, Chief Justice of the Republic, and your charges in the judiciary, me crave your indulgence. I don't guarantee that what I will say may not amount to contempt of court. So let me tender an unreserved apology in advance. You never know where the reflexes of grief might lead you. Thank you very much for being here. Let me recognize the First Lady of the Republic, Me Kaone. Recognize and personally, I rise here today at this solemn gathering to add my voice to the chorus of praise and commendation for our departed leader and statesman. I also dedicate these, my weak and feeble words, to the memory of this great man. Today, we lay to rest our former president, the third president of the Republic of Botswana, Festus Kontebanye Mogae. When I received news of his passing, the words of a Polish English writer came to my mind. Joseph Conrad, Heart of Darkness, says, "He won't be forgotten. Whatever he was, he was not common." Look it up. page 82. He was a technocrat of humble beginnings, comparable to the heroes of myth and faith. He rose to a position of power, handpicked by Providence, a gift of history. His Excellency, the late President Masire, was drawn to Festus Mogae. President Masire recognized something in Mogae and kept him close, first as his permanent secretary, then his minister of finance, then his vice president, until in the final instance, his successor. He became the third president, thus, of this great country. President Masire felt the premonition that whatever he was.
Yeah, that is just part of what have happened, part of oratoric speech that was given by President Duma Boko, particularly at the funeral of the late Festus Mogae, who was the president from 1998 there, and also until 2008, and somebody who went through the ranks, not abrupt, promotion. And you can also see that I served during the time of, Tate Sim, and also Tate Pohamba. And he was a key player too, particularly looking at Botswana, Namibia trade, particularly that relation, it's not only about Transkalahari, but there's a lot of trade agreements and also brotherhood between Namibia and Botswana. But that was what's happening. But when you look at how these people respect each other, during and after, life, then you'll be able to see that, if there is two or three things you can learn from Botswana, one of the things is unity and also respect of an individual beyond any other things, because you can't go anyway. There is actually nothing that you can do if you do not have respect. There is nothing you can do if you don't look at an individual and you understand that he needs respect regardless of his view, regardless of his age, his color of his skin, and also recognize the role that people have done. But you also see that in other countries, people need to learn that it's not only about Zambia, but also what happened, even in Zimbabwe there, after the death of Robert Mugabe, a lot of, push and pull, where he should be buried, where the body should be taken, at what level. And you ask yourself to say, how is a person going to rest in peace if, you are already fighting here? But yeah, that is part of African news. But, lastly, just before we come to today's conversation, I understand that why the world is waiting, why Africa is thinking about what to eat, why Africa is thinking about where to get the money to buy electricity, where to get the money to supplement the energy grid in countries such as South Korea. South Korea have hosted, robot monks, or the robot monks, march through, one of the most, historic, demonstration.
Mm-hmm. What's not to love about Yusei Special Mid-May Combo? For just $219 Namibian, you can get 5 bags of essential food items. 5 kilos of Champion Super Maize Meal, 2.5 kilograms of Bokoma Fed Cooked Flour, 2 kilograms of Nice Rice, 1 kilogram of Sliced Grande Pasta, and 2 kilograms of Marathon Sugar. That's just $219 Namibian for 5 bags of essential product. Yes, we all save at Yusei.
And, you know, when you look at, it's not only about scary, it's scaring, but it's incredible. It's incredible to see. It's incredible to see, the country hosting, you know, it's not a religious event, but also an event that, dominated by robots that are wearing clothes of monks, and they're showing you that, the world is moving. And I'm starting to believe that the only thing that, an individual cannot do, a human being cannot do, is giving life. Because these are not just ordinary robots. These are the robots that are responding to communication. These are robots that are walking and resembling the nature of monks, and also carrying things and giving respect. And, you know, understand that the world has moved so fast, so far. And the future of robotics is inevitable. And when people are speaking about the future of robotics, inevitable. As in Africa, yeah, we may think about it, but we must also put in mind that, you know, we have a lot of things to do. Particularly before we go to that aspect, because robots are there. If they can attend an event, if they can give respect, if robots can carry things, and they are wearing clothes, and they can also participate in the religious aspect, you realize that when it's coming to human intelligence, you also look at artificial intelligence to understand that the line of difference is continue to be thinner and thinner. And somebody has to say after 100 years, it will be quite very difficult to identify which one is 100% human being and which one is a machine, and understand that the world has moved so fast. And the question is that where are you, how are we going to catch up, especially as a developing nation? How are we going to catch up? Not really to say we want robots, but at least in terms of progress, where are we as a country? And yeah, while we are there, it is stated that when you look at Sudan, and this is not only a news that continues to come out, but it's a news that has been there. If you look at Sudan, over 40% of Sudanese face acute food insecurity. It's not just food insecurity, but it's acute food insecurity. And when you look at the definition of acute food insecurity, you must be able to understand that that is not only about the lack of food, but life-threatening, situation that is due to economic shocks and also war. And what is quite, and when you see that people and international platform continue updating about what is happening either in the Middle East or people forget about in Africa every day. Hundreds of children, they are dying of hunger and malnutrition, and millions of people, they are in poverty. And it looks like normal, but it's not a normal thing. It's a situation that need immediate situation. You see that parents, they will make choice either for them to eat or for their kids to eat. And you see that it's quite tough out there. And when you look at the report, particularly from United Nations backed group, United Nations, agency, especially the Global Hunger Monitoring Agency, stated that due to ongoing conflict, ongoing civil war, millions of people face crisis. face crisis level of, you know, food insecurity. And understand that when you don't have security, you don't have the economy. When you don't have security, you don't have farming, you don't have trading, you have survival. And if you speak about 40% of Sudanese, what are we speaking about? And the integrated food security, you know, analysis show that 19.5 million Sudanese, 2 out of every 5 citizens are in danger. And that is not only alarming, but it's scary. And let's see, understand, and also respect that, you know, peace and security is number one factor of, you know, an advanced, or number one factor to advance the country, because you cannot have food production when you don't have security. You cannot have trade when you don't have security. That is why it's quite necessary to appreciate and also understand, to say, when it's coming to peace and security, that is something that should not be played with. And we wouldn't be happy if somebody is playing with our peace and security. And if the country have peace, then other things will be able to materialize. But there's also something that is a bit contradictory, to say people do not eat peace. And it has been stated to say, why a country such as Namibia, we cannot use our peaceful environment to thrive? Why can't we use that peaceful environment? What is really the problem? If we have peace in the country, we have stability, why we are the last, or we are very far, particularly when it comes to economic development and also human advancement? Why Namibia, one of the most peaceful country in the world, and it has continued to have, you know, increasing gap in terms of economic inequality? So those are the things that we should also look at. So let us look at a short commercial break. From there, we look at AGOA, Africa Growth and Opportunity Act. It's an extension to the end of this year. And also the policy of China to Africa, to say, why you have this space as we are giving you free tariffs? How is it going to be? And how should Africa navigate through such you know, competing policies without, you know, caught in crossfire?
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the eye. Wapumbwa Eva Tere Ulikoni Mountu Tuto Ingida, Ashike Kapeno Nweku Tete Opoye Eku Kurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado ili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanoa na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, hura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyzes issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 7. And today we are looking at how can African countries navigate through two competing policies, particularly two competing trade policies between United States of America and also China. And if you have to give it an example, the best example is to give the most beautiful lady in town or at the village where everybody or every young man is trying to promise the future to this young person. But they may have different, promises, or they may have different things that they give, but at the end of the day, how is this individual going to make a choice, and how is this individual going to to weigh the options? And the only difference between this is that we are not that most beautiful lady in town or in or at the village, because we're a country that can still balance. We are a continent that can still balance between both two competing policies. But if you have to ask yourself a question to say, AGOA is Africa Growth and Opportunity Act that started in early 2000, where most of sub-Saharan African countries were able to access the market of United States of America freely. Was that an opportunity to grow? How did it progress so far? How did it assist African countries to stand on their own? Because the aim was, we are giving you an opportunity to trade with us. In the process you are learning, in the process you are finalizing your product, in the process you will reach a level where we can trade as equal partners. But what we have seen is that after all those years, African countries, most of the African countries have developed a dependency tendency that made it very difficult. That made it very difficult for them to breathe on their own. Because what happened in 2025, when AGOA was coming to an end, one of the things which came out is that most of the African leaders, you speak about Ruto, William Ruto of Kenya, spoke and said, no, I have to travel to the United States of America. We need to negotiate because we are going to lose the market. We are going to lose 60,000 of jobs are going to be lost, and our economy is going down. But you have a country such as South Africa which says, if things don't go well, we are looking the other aspect. But now, who was also benefiting from AGOA? Was it only Africa or our trading partners also? And what were we selling during AGOA before it was renewed, because we are still in there? And you see various economists and leaders say, no, AGOA will not really affect us if removed. But that is a platform that we use for trading our goods. And you also ask yourself a question to say what countries are trading through that platform. Either it's Namibia, either it's Democratic Republic of Congo, either it's Kenya, and other aspect. Interestingly, looking at putting America first and also new policies of Donald Trump, looking at, making sure that they win by all means necessary, particularly in terms of the economy. The calculation was made and economic advice have indicated that actually, if you lose the market of Africa or if you make it difficult for Africa, somebody will grab that opportunity. And when that person grabs that opportunity, you will not survive. Because as we are standing, Africa continued to hold 30% of global minerals. And it's a key, producer of critical and rare earth minerals. And continue to be a continent with the youngest population at any point in time, particularly this time. And with plenty of green energy opportunities. Now, China realized that U.S. also made the calculation to say, no, this is exactly what we are going to do. Let us renew it for one more year. And in my mind, I start realizing that AGOA will continue to be renewed. It has been used as a tool, not only to control African countries, but it has also been used as a tool to keep Africa in check and also to make sure that Africa will continue to be the producer of critical raw materials. Now, China realized and said, no. We have to make a decision also to not lose that market, because the end of AGOA was a celebration to China. Now we got the zero tariffs agreement. All African countries, except Eswatini, poor Eswatini, all African countries except Eswatini, to say if you are selling something at that standard of trade, it can enter China with zero tariffs. Now the question that you ask yourself is that in this point, are these two countries not fighting against each other through us? And what could be the consequence of that? There is an absolute indication to say you cannot serve two masters at the same time. If you are serving two masters, you hate one and you love the other. In terms of trade, you can have a policy of allowing everybody to trade with you. But remember, it's not the same price. Remember, it's not same agreement. And also remember, it does not have the same terms and condition. One would ask a question to say, how does Africa come on that table? And you can scale it down to the country too. How do we balance between AGOA and also zero tariffs? If you have one product that you sell with both countries, how can you weigh where to go and where not to go? Because remember, there are no specific products to say all these products, they are only going to be sold to the Western country through AGOA, or all these products are only going to be sold here. You are selling actually the same product with two different trade policies, with different advantages, with not the same price, without making another person, offended. The question is that in terms of long term, are we really going to see, innovation coming here at home? Or we are just going to continue seeing importing? I see a lot of Namibians and they are making more money on importing of cars, making more money importing of materials. But it's quite rare to see importing of machines that are assisting in assembling cars. It's quite rare to see that. You can see finished product, but it's quite rare to see machines that are putting those things together. We import phones every day, but it's quite rare to see, machines that are putting cell phones together. Because if you visit, for example, around these cell shops, computer shops where you have Namibian technician fixing, broken laptops and cell phones. You realize to say they are fixing a problem to a certain extent, but if it's not fixable, you see a lot of waste that become useless because they are in Namibia. But if it was in another country, it could be used to put another part together. But that is a question that we should ask ourselves. And we also be able to look at the numbers. Because Africa is at the center. You have US, you have EU, you have your whole continental free trade area to satisfy. Then you also have China. EU is saying Africa is our number one trading partner. China is saying Africa is number one trading partner. When you look at the US statement to say we cannot live without Africa, Africa has is a future of critical minerals, and we are assisting you in terms of development. Is that really an assistance? And who should, what can we do when everybody is fighting for us? Are we also fighting for ourselves? It's not only a question to Africa, it's a question of saying within one country, two contradicting trade policies, two biggest economies sitting on different parts of the world, competing in technology, naval control, artificial intelligence, economy, data science, even satellites, space, they are competing everywhere. But we are here at the center saying, no, we are so lucky. But are we really lucky? If Ebola comes to Namibia tomorrow, what is the first thing to do? We are calling somebody from outside, not only from Africa, to say, colleagues, give us medicine, give us the clothes, that protective clothes are not made here in Namibia. But yeah, it's a question that we must be able to ask ourselves to say, if everybody is fighting for us, what is the best choice? Not to lose ourselves in that fight. Can we eat the bread from both sides without, being caught in the crossfire?
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any other.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu honda doi inawa. Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko mderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, how do we navigate through two competing policies? If you look at, the analysis from, councils of foreign relations, especially looking at AGOA, you'll be able to see that, these two competing policies have different, conditions, You know, what is also interesting is that, is how do you get the benefit of all without hurting yourself? Because number one, if you look at, for example, with AGOA, although people may speak about geopolitical influence, that one should, we should pack it for a bit. One thing that you need to look at is that, it's called the conditional preferential trade system that is attached, you know, to foreign policy and governance norms. Interestingly, there are conditions that are in place, especially if you are in that arrangement. But they are not bad conditions. There are conditions such as good governance, such as rule of law, and also a practice of you know, strong you know, anti-corruption mechanisms, particularly looking at that trade. Interestingly, when you are dealing with China, China does not interfere with your domestic arrangement, and this is also where the problem is, which means that China will be able to trade with you whether you are corrupt or you are not. They are not interested in that. They are interested in that deal. Whether you are beating your people up or not, they are not. They are not interested in that aspect. That's why. To them, they just want that agreement. They want that agreement, that resources, that transaction. Whether you are, you have been in power for 200 years, that is your business. Whether you are fighting, they can assist in terms of infrastructure. But they don't, whether you are a mafia state or you are a collapsing state, they are just interested in that business. But with the US, they look at norms, they look at good governance, they look at institutions. They look at corruption. They look at what you also do. Now here is where it's getting interesting. You see that both policies have advantages and disadvantages. Because if you are interfering with my domestic affairs, you may be controlling me. You may be influencing me somehow. You may have a say in the way I lead my people. And you may also have a say in the way I make my economic policies, which can also quite be dangerous. On the other side, if you are not interested in anything which is happening in my country, if you're only doing business, you can also increase corruption. Ask yourself a question that you can take any Interpol report on poaching, and this effect. You can take any Interpol report on you know, smuggling of illegal you know, wild animals products, even, you know, animal products themselves or animals themselves around the world. You may also be, you may take a specific case study of Interpol report. Look at rhinos and elephant horns. Many of them are sold in Asia and in China. The question that you're asking yourself is that, how did they get there? If they get there through a black market, you really want to tell me that the government does not know those things? One of the most developing countries, it's a developed country, although it's still called a developing country, with sophisticated technology, do you really want to say that when there's an influx of rhino horns coming from Africa, they do not know? That's why both policies can be good, but there is one which can also motivate in corruption, whether we like it or not.
When it comes to managing your investments, should you rely on one expert or a team of specialists? With a multi-managed portfolio from Alex Forbes, your funds are guided by carefully selected investment experts working together to pursue more consistent outcomes. We pair the right managers behind the scenes so you don't have to manage multiple relationships. Strengthen your investment destination. Visit alexforbes.com today. Alex Forbes Namibia is registered and regulated by NAMFISA.
Good morning.
David.
Yes, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. What is the topical issue now?
Come again?
The topical question?
No, there's actually no question, but if you want to get it from that aspect, is how do you navigate through two competing policies without hating yourself?
The competing policies?
Yeah, the competing trade policies with Africa. That is AGOA and China 100% free tariffs.
Okay. So we go to the one that give us the best advantage. I know the Chinese one,
mm-hmm.
where it has been hailed by many people in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because it also comes with, you know, some solidarity kind of aspect attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think because of the way really China deals with us,
mm-hmm.
I think it benefits us better, more, unlike the AGOA.
Mm-hmm.
But we can still, have some fruits from AGOA, where we know that, yes, these ones are hanging fruits.
Mm-hmm.
We can benefit from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the major ones that I believe we can go for as much as we can,
mm-hmm.
is the one for China.
Yeah, but there is also an indication to say, When it comes to 0%, 100% free tariffs, you can also see that they don't have any condition. But without having any condition, it also creating a space of corruption, especially in Africa, where you have you can manipulate any policy, then you can enter that market. Because when you look at AGOA is also is a bit conditional to say, at least you must have good governance in place. It means at least you must have rule of law. You must at least have a constitutional or functioning democracy, and you must behave in a certain way. But China, whether you a dictator, whether you are oppressing your people, they do not care. That's why there's also an indication to say something which is look free can also be dangerous, because there must be certain rules of engagement. Even if I steal my gold and I find a way to get it into the market, it can still be known as trade. You understand what I mean?
Yes. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
The some of those things are already in existence.
Yeah.
In many other countries.
Yeah.
Your good governance and all these things. Mm. And many of these things, there are mechanisms already in place. Of course, we don't want the situation where corruption is giving room to strive.
Mm.
And also those principles, the laws, and all these things, they can still be applicable here.
Mm.
Of course, in most of these countries, you have got a democratic constitution.
Mm.
And the rule of law is also there, even though sometimes people really don't tighten up
this
issue. But even if you give conditions, So the within the internal institutions should practice those principles.
Yeah.
So that if you now say yes, you are giving some conditions, and some of these conditions are just put there. But the people who are putting conditions themselves, they are not adhering them to them. So, like now, AGOA, where the Americans just came and cut this other one and this cut this other one.
Mm-hmm.
Even in their country there in America, they are even saying that you did not follow the rule, the law. So now, those are double
standard.
Double standard. So now you want people to adhere to those governance principles, but are you yourself here, you are not doing it. Even in, within your country, those things are not even approved by Senate or whatever, who are the people who should approve those things. Now, how do you now preach
what you are not doing?
Rule of law in others, but which you are not actually doing?
Yeah.
You are not obeying. So it's a double standard. So we can go for the ones that give us the best advantage.
But can we have both?
Yeah, you can have both. You can choose. So if you know that there are still competing, competing interests, and all these other things, you can have both, and then you now say yes, here we can optimize our benefits. But in this other area, because of these preconditions, and we should also be able to give them some conditions.
That is my question to say. What have we asked? Are we telling me that everything that we got, because we like complaining about agreement. We in most cases you find people complain about agreement. This is not a very good agreement. This one has strings attached. This one is robbing us. But the question is that have we contributed to those agreements? Because before you agree on a certain contract, there are some adjustments. There are some things that you can say, no, this one I'm not happy with it. Or this one, mine is saying this. Why are we contradicting each other here? But when you look at it, it's like we are given everything, then we start complaining after we sign.
Yeah, maybe we need to look at them very well,
scrutinize
them very well, and see where we cannot agree. Because sometimes those things, they do impose.
Yeah.
They are like imposed to us, even though we are in a negotiation table. But let's not be coerced into those kind of agreements, but let's scrutinize them and see.
Yeah.
Because we can also give them some conditions. And the condition need to be given when you now look at the strengthening your position.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are actually negotiating from those angles, from those areas, let's also put our position in place so that we can then know, yes, this one's within the contractual agreement, but this type of point, I mean, this type of issues, are they going to frekenya us?
Yeah.
Or are they going to allow us to have a voice? Because some of these contracts are just so wide and open, and when they come to us, they say yes, because you have to rectify them, you have to agree on them.
Do we read the whole contract, or we just say, where am I going to sign?
Yeah, there are those who really, because some of these contracts, they do go for this law drafters. How do you call them?
Yeah.
And they look at them properly. So are they just overlooking them? What don't they? Because we have got competent people who do look at those policies, look at those things, scrutinize them before they are signed. That's what I believe. And they are legal advisors in almost every sector. Ministry, don't they have legal advisors?
No, they do.
Look at them before they sign.
No, everybody has a legal advisor. They do.
Mm-hmm. So let's not overlook those things that can really put us in trouble and negotiate in good faith. So thank you very much. I did not listen, so I was just trying now to build from your questioning and your statement. But I believe if we can be able to negotiate in good faith and we are able to control the process of negotiation as well, so that you see there is a win-win situation rather than a lose-win and win-lose. And
yes, because you only hear this at home to say, no, it's a win-win situation, but you realize to say somebody has 20... I mean, win-win situation, and you realize somebody has 20 bags of maize, but I just have half of a bag. And what win-win is
that?
Yeah. So when you come home, no, we signed this one. It's a win-win situation. Both sides is mutual. And we are very happy we also got into this agreement. After that, it's quiet.
Yeah, so let's be continuously monitoring and reviewing those ones where there's now need for us to increase the percentage. Maybe sometimes when you bargain, if you are bargaining with somebody who's maybe 20 people and you are 5, obviously you might not expect your win-win situation to be the equal.
Indeed.
So, thank you very much, David.
All right.
I'll try to be listening to you this afternoon.
Cool. 41 minutes past the hour of 7, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and we are looking at two competing policies. One does not care whether you are a dictator, whether you are corrupt or not, whether you are taking your resources illegal. They just want to do business. Other one, they also come with conditions, but with certain products too. But condition also come with influence. But when you look at AGOA, you look at China 100% free tariffs, then you also start to seeing that both policies, or both trade policies, they are good in their own rights, but they also are those who are challenging. Because one of the things that you need to ask yourself is that when you are in a trade agreement with China and you are doing business with them, in most cases, most of the business that you are doing business directly with government, particularly the SOEs that are extended to go to different countries. But there's a question that you should ask yourself to say, if I'm doing business with another government and these people started taking my lithium without me telling them, are these things known in their country? Is it known, or is the same intention? If we are into business of 0% tariff agreement, but I end up finding that 200 artisanary illegal mines in Cameroon are owned by foreigners, where around 80 are China. Are these things known in their countries? And when they are known, what people say? If you have poaching, that does not stop. You know, there is no day, I mean, there is no year in Namibia that there is no poaching. Look at the statistic of poaching. Ask yourself a question, that who is coordinating these things? And these poachers, they have, don't have your ordinary guns. They have highly advanced weapons that are only, maybe used in the military or somewhere. But these are things that are coming from abroad. Then the question is that this black market, where is it? And who is coordinating these issues? And why is it not a concern to somebody who is doing business with us to say if I'm legit or not? But yeah, let's look at the short commercial break. Then we come back and look at the Villager newspaper to say what is in the Villager newspaper for today. What do we have on the table, particularly when it comes to issues of economic advancement? Let us look at the short commercial break. However, you can still engage us at 083-288-401-083-288-401.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijabu ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, vera hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And today, we'll be also looking at, what is in the Villager newspaper. What is in the Villager newspaper. Especially, looking at, the affairs of, business. And development, to say, when you speak about the Villager newspaper for today, what do we have on top of the page? And also, what can you learn, especially in terms of new academic development? On top of the page, stated that South Africa, Zambia, and Botswana dominated cross-border cargo in 2025. South Africa, Zambia, and Botswana dominated 2025 cross-border cargo, and understand also that in that aspect, when you speak about the volume of cross-border cargo, which originate, it stated that this originated from South Africa, 35%, and 34% from Zambia. And also, nearly 70% of total cross-border volume handled through Namibia ports. That will be able to tell you that Namibia is also one of, continental, trade hub, especially in utilization of ports. When you speak about Zambia, speak about Botswana, when you speak about South Africa. And also, you can also look at the expansion of Namibia Jet, or Namibia, seaport, especially in Walvis Bay. It will also be one of the contribution factor, especially regarding to handling of cargo And also know that with conflicts in the Middle East, redirection, rerouting has been central, especially when, various international companies avoiding the Middle East or going through, the Middle East route that was too dangerous, or go through, the Mediterranean Sea and Red Sea too. And also understand that because not only about Iran, but also about Houthis, when they say if Iran is going down, the global trade should also shut down, will not be able to accept that. But that is what's happening. Look at page 3, understand that 2026 application at Vavicha University is out. Either it's faculty of law, commerce and education, apply before 31st May 2026. And also know that qualifications such as a postgraduate diploma in monitoring and evaluation level 8 is there. And make time, read page 3 of the Villager newspaper. Then you'll be able to not only update yourself, but also get that opportunity. Speaking about Goa, page 4, there's an article on China-US global power, smoothing economic interest, to say what happened at the end of, US-China summit. What are the key highlights, especially revival of trade and also cooperation between two global economic power? And one of the questions that that was asked by Chairman Xi Jinping, it has been dominating the online platform, is that President Xi Jinping asked Donald Trump to say, can we stop this Thucydides, trap? And if you have to interpret that, it's an indication to say, looking at history, there have been, history of power struggle, especially between rising power and also a declining power. And there's always that conflict. But that was a question that was asked in simple terms, indicating that, can you please stop fighting when China is overtaking the US? Because there's always a pressure to put the rising power down. In the history of, war. And if you read what the Thucydides, trap is, then you'll be able also to understand it. Page 5, it's indicating that the government seek to switch 6.6 billion. That is on Wednesday. Some of the big moves the government is doing. On Wednesday this week, Ministry of Finance through Bank of Namibia will give a chance to various investors, individuals, and institutions to switch their 6.6 billion investment into the GC27 bond, according to tender switch auction invitation. And you want to get the content of that information. Make sure that you read page 5. Now, looking at page 6 of the Villager newspaper, stated that new Mahangu seeds tested for Namibia future. There's an article written by Peneambeko Jonas. Get time, opportunity, and read that. ICT is still the biggest disruptive sector. There's an article by Dwight Links that is at page 8. So what does it mean when you speak about ICT and being a disruptive factor, especially in the current status quo? You look at the journey of resilience. You look at the journey of resilience and dedication in education. It's a success story. Written by Matthias Angala, that is looking at the Densia Liolifeni Katemo, who shared her experience with Eagle Media House, explaining how she began her academic path in 2005,
at Foursquare Kindergarten in Okajengedi, to where she is now. There is always an inspirational story that is indicating that things will not always be the way they have been, because through the resilience and hard working, things will always change. That's why there is an indication to say your current circumstances should not define where you are getting into the future. IFC investor in Africa, spot on the sidelines of Africa CEO Forum. There's an article by HD that is looking at investment in spot, especially looking at the recent CEO or Africa CEO Forum, what has been stated, and also what the level of investment, how much is an investment placed on the table. And you can only get that information if you look at page 10 of the Villager newspaper. Yeah, you have industrial briefs. You have industrial briefs, particularly that is looking at March shows increase in mineral extraction. And also the aspect of borrowing, to say government seek to borrow 1.5 billion on Thursday. And know that when you are borrowing money, you are not sinning as long as you are going to pay it back. Know that when you are borrowing money, it's not a sin. And know that your government or our government is also in trouble. It's an economic trouble. So if you look at where we are and our borrowing plan, we'll be able to tell you. Because if you want to see how the economy of the country is doing, look at the price of electricity. Look at the price of, fuel. Then you also look at their borrowing plan. Then you also look at the development plan, the development budget, and also operation budget. Then you understand that trouble is not far, but you need to borrow money while there is time, because otherwise you see countries such as Sudan, where 40% of people are in acute food insecurity, which is quite dangerous. But yeah, it's also stated that agriculture centers to be turned into agriculture training centers. And that is part of industrial briefs from at page 11. Number 12, page 12 of the Villager newspaper. There is opinionated paper by CJ Dumeni that is looking at the fastest way to learn anything. It's not getting a degree. The fastest way to learn anything is not getting a degree. What is that way? What is that mechanism? You can only get that when you read page 12 of the Villager newspaper. And there is also an opinion on capital is not scarce. Credible structures are. To say it's not about capital. It's about structure. It's about system. It's about institution. But that is part of that conversation. So let us look at a short commercial break, then come back shortly and be able to give the mic to Wandangwa.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukorile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Dear listeners, that bring us to the end of our conversation. I will leave you in the good hands of the Big Mike to unpack the day. From me, David Chombeye, bye-bye for now. See you around and sharp.